Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good morning. Good morning. And it looks like we've got some nice weather on the way. And that certainly is something to look forward to. And joining us as we open up here today, we've got a subject that everybody deals with every day, whether you're in the workplace, and maybe I'll add a little bit to it when you're at home. There's always an issue of conflict resolution. It's part of life. You know, it can be good stress or bad stress. And if you know how to act in these situations, it's good stress. Joining us is Barbara Mitchell. She's an author, speaker, and human resources consultant. She is the co-author of the Essential Workplace Conflict Handbook, the big book of HR, and we had Barbara on for that, the Essential HR Handbook, and other things. And her co-author is Cornelia Gamiem, if I didn't pronounce it right, it's okay. It's G-A-M-I-E-M, president of the GEMS Group Limited, who consults, speaks, and writes on human resources. So there's a great synergy between the two. How about the name of the book? Did you ever think I'd get to it? The Conflict Resolution Phrase Book. 2,000-plus phrases for any HR professional, professional manager, business owner, or anyone has to deal with difficult workplace situations, and it is published by Korea Press. Barbara, nice to have you back.
Thank you, Stu. Nice to be here.
Well, when I got this book in and I opened it to look through it, I mean, I was pleasantly surprised because almost everything that I looked at, and I couldn't look at 2,000 of these, really hit home. You've done a marvelous job compiling these suggestions in a form here that people can follow it. But how do you suggest readers use this book? I mean, you can't memorize 2,000 phrases or be prepared to do it. And sometimes you have a conflict situation, you handled it poorly, then you go to the book and see how you should have handled it. Do you follow the gist of my question?
I sure do. And believe me, I thought about this when we were asked to write the book. I thought, this is going to be weird. What do you think? People are going to carry this book with them and pull it out when they get into a conflict situation? I don't think so. So our idea here is that maybe you anticipate that a conversation could be difficult, and you get a couple of phrases that you make your own. You look them up and practice a little bit before you go into that session. Or, as you said, after you have a difficult conversation, you go back and you think, okay, I could have said this. Now I know for the next time I've got this one in my pocket. So we certainly don't expect people to memorize the book or even carry it around with them. But it's a resource, and we think that it can be very effective to kind of have these things in your brain that you've kind of made your own. And we tried to think of as many as we possibly could. Getting to 2,000 was a challenge, and then we went over 2,000 because it just got easier as we went through all of the experiences that Cornelia and I have had in the workplace.
No, I mean, I looked through these books, and every time I looked at one, I looked at another, I looked at another, I said, boy, this is great. It really is. It must have been one heck of an effort to compile this. I just opened the book randomly here because we can't go step by step here. But and as soon as I opened the book, I found one that particularly it's nothing I'm guilty of, I have to say. I do this beautifully. But you never look at me when we're talking. Are you uncomfortable making direct eye contact? I mean, it's almost like someone you're talking to has Asperger's.
So true, and it can really derail a conversation, especially if there's emotion involved in the conversation, if you feel as if the person is not looking at you, not seeing you, not hearing you. So, yeah, eye contact is very, very important in communication.
So there are positive things you can say. There are negative things you can say during a conversation. And as I'm having this conversation with you, I'm thinking that some of these are so good. I'm just going to randomly open a page. And if I see something quickly, I will do it. I will get to it. So how does one find and craft the language to start a conversation?
It's being open and being honest about the fact that I'd like to know more about what the subject we're talking about. Can you share a little bit about your background? Or tell me about how you came to work in this office. Being open and being inquisitive and just giving people an opportunity to talk. And then, of course, one of the things I think is so key to good communication, especially around conflict, is listening carefully, letting the person know that you really hear them, perhaps paraphrasing something that they've said that lets them know that you really heard them. And then the conversation usually almost organically flows from there.
I'm on page 140 right now here, and I mean, I can just look at the whole list and summarize it in one point. People have a tendency either to be stubborn or stupid in not apologizing for statements made. I'm thinking of something on Shark Tank a few months ago where this individual created a product and the sharks were ready to buy in. But his personality was so horrific, so blatantly awful. I mean, it was hard to believe this guy's coming on to sell it, that Mark Cuban turned to him and said, Ken Leary, and said, you know, we'll take your product, but we don't want you involved in the company because of your personality. Mm-hmm. Instead of internalizing the information in the few seconds you have and saying, I don't know whether that's right or that's wrong, I'll have to feel about it, let me say the right thing to see if I can establish rapport. And his response brilliantly was, no, I don't see any problem with myself, and I'm not going to sacrifice that. Really dumb. I don't think it was $1 million they were ready to give him.
Unbelievable. And all he would have needed to say was, I'm sorry. I hope I can change so that you would be happy to work with me. I'll do my best. So you're absolutely right. This section, the one you're referring to, the chapter, is one of my favorites, the last two chapters. One is, you can always say this. And I'm sorry comes up over and over, because I'm sorry can really get a conversation around a conflict situation, get back on track if somebody admits that maybe they were at fault. And then the chapter that follows it honestly was my favorite chapter to write. I shouldn't admit that, but it was. And that's the chapter where we say, and you should never say this. And we give some phrases that just are something that you always would avoid in any workplace conflict situation. But you're right, the I'm sorry can really get things back on track.
Yeah, and it's amazing how people don't consider interaction a serious process if they have a goal or objective in mind. Listen, we all have situations that would modify our behavior. For example, if I'm at a trade show or at a mining show in Canada, being respectful of the situation, it's knowing how to say goodbye as well as knowing how to say hello and introducing yourself and making sure you listen to them. But if I come in and I qualify someone in 30 seconds or a minute and I find out they're not a candidate for my service, either because they don't want to commit or for some other reason. I politely thank them for their time and then throw out a compliment by saying thank you so much for taking the time and patience to listen to what I have to say. You know, you get more, my father used to say, you get more birds with honey than you do with vinegar.
Yes. My mother would always say to me, you catch more flies with honey. So it all fits. And I think you're absolutely right. And what does it take for you to add that sentence about, it was a pleasure talking with you, thanks for taking the time, rather than just walking away? You never know when that person might become a candidate for your services. So you want them, you want to leave with them having a good impression of you. And it's not difficult to do that just by using the right phrase.
Yeah, I can listen, I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but I can tell you the calls that I've gotten through the years here with a great reputation saying, Stu, I remember our conversation. I wasn't ready to work with you, but I'd love to work with you now. That never, ever would have happened if I didn't take the time to do the right thing. And what's the big commitment? If you work for a boss you can't hate and you got to go in 40 hours a week and the stress gets too high, you've got options, exit strategies, quit, sit down, have a conversation, not a conflict with them, and resolve it. And often, it's not the words that you use, it's how you deliver those words with the accentuating. If it's a situation of compassion, sound compassionate. If it's a situation of anger, find out how to take that anger and make it much more covert so that you don't turn someone off permanently. You know, I always say to myself, what am I going to do to make sure that this relationship sustains itself? I mean, these are basics. Are they things people can learn? I'll tell
Absolutely.
You, let's hold that one till after the break.
All right.
This is Stu Taylor. Love this. Barbara Mitchell, co-author with Cornelia Gamblin. The Conflict Resolution Phrase Book, 2,000-plus phrases for any HR professional, manager, business owner, or anyone who has to deal with difficult workplace situations.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I want to have high commendations for Stu Taylor. He's been a supporter of financial education and my message for years. He's a great guy. Keep listening to him.
We'll stay on the. We're back. Back with Barbara Mitchell, co-author with Cornelia Gamlin. They're authors of the Big Book of HR. The name of this book is The Conflict Resolution Phrase Book. 2,000 plus phrases for any HR professional, manager, business owner, or anyone who has to deal with difficult workplace situations. And as I started to mention before we went to the break, is a lot of this behavior in, I know a lot's innate, I'll make a state declaratory statement, but how much of this can be learned by the worst offenders of etiquette around?
I think pretty much anybody can learn if they really. Hello? Hello?
I can't hear.
Hello?
Oh, okay. Hold on. Okay, now I can hear you. Sorry, Barbara.
That's okay. I think anyone can learn to if they put their mind to it. It really has to be a mental shift. They say, okay, I know I'm not good at this. How can I get better? And in today's world, there are so many ways to learn. And we hope that our book gives people some prompts, some ways if perhaps dealing with conflict is something they're not comfortable with, they can practice some of these phrases that we've put in some of the situations and get better at it. Now, if someone doesn't really want to get better, then that's an attitude issue that I don't think anybody can help with. But I think most people want to be decent and good and resolve conflict, not cause conflict.
Well, Barbara, let me ask you this, too, in order to resolve our conflict here. I mean, I'm just tongue-in-cheek. What are a couple of things about the book that you'd like to talk about, whether they be a couple of examples of phraseology obviously out of 2,000, I can't start picking them out, or something in general that you would like to mention that we're not covering in this interview, or we haven't?
Well, I think one of the things I like to talk about from the book is that we tried to break up the phrases into categories. So, for example, if you're dealing with a diversity issue and you really, really want to get to know somebody from a different culture or a different religion or whatever, we've given you some phrases perhaps you can use to start that conversation. And then I think one of my other favorite sections of the book is one that we've talked about before the break, and that was the one where you can always kind of move conversations along in conflict by saying, you know, I'm really sorry that perhaps I said something that got in the way of our resolving this. How can we move forward? What do we need to talk about next? Kind of being open and making yourself a little vulnerable. And that's difficult for a lot of people to do. But it's amazing how just saying, I'm sorry, let's move on, can actually resolve a conflict and do it pretty quickly if both people are engaged in resolving it. So those are a couple of things that I think are really significant, along with the kind of catch-all chapter that we have on, oh, you can always say this. It kind of gives you, no matter what the situation is, some phrases perhaps that will work, that will, again, resolve the conflict or at least begin to move the conflict to a better place. And one of the things I think we want to make sure everybody knows is not all conflict is bad. Good conflict can spur innovation, creativity, ideas, and so sometimes conflict can really be very positive.
Barbara, how does someone, especially someone uneasy, and I mean, it's either one of my few very good traits or very bad ones. I don't have trouble approaching anyone. I don't have trouble approaching large crowds. I mean, it's almost instinctive. I can't do anything else, but I can talk. How do people begin to construct a situation and not become intimidated by doing it? How do you kind of break the ice?
Well, I think, first of all, it helps to kind of practice before you go to a, let's say it's a networking situation and you're going to meet a lot of people that you don't know. Maybe you take a couple of phrases from our book and kind of just practice them, introducing yourself or saying, I'd like to get to know you better, or tell me what you do, and kind of practice it so that you're ready for the situation. I think if people are prepared, what's that phrase about forewarned is forearmed? I think that's right. But if you are just a little bit more prepared, perhaps you're more confident, and then you're more comfortable in making that first conversational opener, you've got something you can say that will get the other person talking. And that's where the whole networking idea comes in, or the way you get to know someone is by asking them good questions.
Without sounding corny or canned, and I am not from the school of canned conversation. I tell a lot of people I interview, you know, if you got the questions, you go. I said, no, I'm just going to do this extemporaneously because I want people who are listening to know that this is really quite natural, not fabricated and not manufactured. Can you apply that same thing to what you talk about in the book?
Absolutely. One of the things we share in our introduction is we've given you some phrases, but we want you to make these phrases your own. So I don't say go out and memorize, not that you're going to memorize 2,000 phrases, but don't memorize. Take the idea that we've put down and make it your own so that it comes across, as you said, extemporaneously and feels natural to you, not something that you've memorized out of a book. We'd love people to read the book and to use the phrases we came up with, but make them their own.
There are people. Now, this book is going to help people if they look through it. To maybe look through 10 or 20 of these a day, and some will be assimilated. So many people begin conversations, and I think it tips the balance of the relationship because they can't quite find the right words. Well, we all have immediate perceptions. Optics are involved in every relationship, personal or business. And this is kind of a tip-off, especially if the other person is eloquent. Tips the scales, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And you want to be able to, first of all, get your point across and have the person get to know you. Anyone you're talking to, whether it's a conflict situation or just a normal conversation. And so being able to have a couple of things you're comfortable in saying that lets people know who you are. And then off it goes from there. I think conversations can naturally flow once you get them started.
All right. It's been an absolute delight. I can't believe these two segments are gone. There's so much more to cover. It's a great investment to get this book, The Conflict Resolution Phrasebook. 2,000 plus phrases for any HR professional, manager, business owner, or anyone who has to deal with difficult workplace situations. Barbara Mitchell has been kind enough to join us. Barbara, thanks. Hope to have you back with your next book.
Thank you. Would love to, Stu. Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to break, and then let's try politics for a change. A little joke.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texan.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Eric Bowling of the Fox News Channel. I wrote The Swamp. I was on with Stu Taylor doing a great interview. Love Stu. Always good to be back with Stu, and speak to you soon.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise.
All right, we are back, and I first saw the name of the book, and I said, Being Happy, and let me give the whole name here, Being Happy, The Sacred Art of Letting Go and Letting God, and I thought, okay, and then I started to read what the book was about, and I now find this fascinating and challenging for a lot of people to perhaps adopt the style of our guest, Ann K. Ross. She's a certified spiritual life coach, passionate about guiding people on their life journey, and she's got a fascinating background, but it'll take too long to go through it all, so I'll introduce her, and maybe she can fill in some blanks. The book is published by Balboa Press. And, you know, usual way, you can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. I'm giving it the stamp of approval. Ann, it's so nice to have you on.
Thank you, Stu. I appreciate being here.
I gave you a brief introduction. I could have taken the whole segment for introducing you. Is there anything you'd like to mention in the introduction that I gave you that I perhaps should not have left out?
No, I think you nailed it right on spot. I just enjoy being happy and enlightening people and sharing my tools. I actually call them toys because my main motto in life, as in my coaching, is make life a game. And so,
in a sense, it's easier said than done, in a sense, because there are people living under such dire circumstances, whether it's health issues, family problems, job problems, overall misery with choices they've made in life. I mean, that represents a pretty substantial portion. I don't mean half or anything like that, but it's up there. How can you give this kind of advice to them, and what would be the trigger to get them to make changes in their lives?
Well, to me, the trigger would be the pain that they're suffering in. And we've all had it. I totally agree with you, Stu. I've had it, and I've used these tools to get me out of that rut, to get me from feeling that life is hopeless to life is unlimited possibility. And by doing the affirmations, even doing simple breathing techniques, that can get you to the next point and to the next point. And I agree, you can't be happy all the time, but you can be content, you can be confident, and you can know and trust that there's a better future out there for you based upon your dreams. And when we were children, we used to be so creative and imaginative that, you know, the sky was the limit. And I think people forget that we're always going to be kids. And, you know, go back to that feeling and start really allowing yourself to enjoy yourself, be playful, be creative, and hang around people and places that give you support.
Yeah, the positive surroundings are important. You talk certainly about adopting a manner of perhaps using meditation, which I've never been able to do, and I've given up on it. But I am in favor. I think breathing techniques is great. But returning to enjoy the things that you enjoyed in your childhood. I mean, there are lots of things that when you get older, like I am, or perhaps like you, you'd like to do, but you can't because they'd arrest you. So, I mean, where are the limits, and what kind of toys are you talking about?
The toys that I'm talking about are just what we briefly touched upon, the breathing, the meditation, affirmation, setting intention. Like, for instance, I set an intention that today when I spoke with you, I was going to have an enjoyable, engaging conversation, and we would create a real nice relationship. And so when you set an intention before a meeting or before you have to go talk to somebody, it kind of gives you that little extra confidence boost. And the other toys that I love playing with are goal setting. And I'm going to touch back on meditation just for a little bit, if you don't mind.
No, please. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I've been meditating for 20 years, and I totally agree. It's not easy, but then anything we learn that's new is not easy. When we first learned to walk or ride a bike, it wasn't easy, but as we kept the practice going, it's not so much sitting and meditating. It's what meditation will do for you after the fact. So I meditate every day, 15 minutes. Some days are great, some days are not so great, but I keep at it. And what I've noticed is that it really sets the intention for my day, because if I miss a meditation, my day kind of goes wonky a little bit. And then I have to kind of get mindful and say, okay, I just have a moment of peace and try to be in that meditative state no matter where I'm at. And then I just kind of go back into my flow of the day. And it definitely is helpful, but I can encourage you to just sit for 5 minutes. It's not so much quieting the mind as it is just allowing yourself to feel, and the breathing. The breathing, if you focus on the breathing during meditation, that helps quieting the mind.
You must also be a supporter of yoga, which I tried and couldn't stand it after two meetings.
I used to do yoga, but my body's telling me that, you know, I'm limiting my physical activity to what my body says is right for me. And that's like the limits that we were talking about earlier as a child. Yeah, you could get into trouble if you climb a tree at our age or you do something that is not appropriate. And so touching in on your higher source, the infinite intelligence, God, if you will, is how we know what's right and what's not right for us to do. And how do we know that? By how we feel. So if I usually get downloads and messages all the time because I'm open to receive. And I know that if it's negative, then it's some not right for me. It's my ego stepping in saying, oh, no, you don't want to do that. You want to stay over here and be miserable. But if it's neutral or positive, then you know you're on the right path. And you don't have to know the end result. You know your goal, but you don't have to know the specific steps.
And I always tell people life's a game, and it's a game except when it comes to your family, when it comes to your health, when it comes to your job. You can even look at your job as being somewhat of a game, but obviously you've got to take it very, very seriously. And what does someone do when they reach a certain point? I mean, I've always been a prankster. I've always enjoyed putting people in quote situations where they don't know how to respond. Are you recommending that I continue or I become a serious radio talk show host?
I think you should just be Stu, and you should have fun at what you do. And I agree that there's a certain serious aspect of every job, but you can have fun while you're at your job and not making fun of people or you don't want to be hurtful. You just want to enjoy the gifts that that person has to offer. And especially for an interviewer, I would imagine you get to talk to such a wide range of people and their jobs and their what they do, who they are. And that would be, to me, very exciting.
Well, you know, there's always the lure of doing something. I love what I'm doing, but I don't mean not to stop doing this, but to do something else. Life can be additive. You don't have to replace something with something else if you like what you're thinking of replacing. We got really a minute or two, and I'd be really eager to hear what you have to say in closing, since our time is limited here, something we haven't discussed that you'd like to close with.
Well, let's see.
I think we've touched on a lot of things. I just really encourage people to be their true self. And it's a journey. And I think that the more we journey and the more we have these questions and to find out the questions and seek people who have the knowledge, a life coach, anybody in that type of industry, or maybe it's something that you're interested in as far as a career, research, take action every day, and do affirmations. I really enjoy affirmations. One of my favorite ones that I say it all the time is, I love myself. I love myself. I am happy. I am happy. And it kind of just tells your cellular structure how to be. And then that gets you to the next moment, and all of a sudden you come in with a download of great ideas, and you're set for the day, and be proud of who you are without having the titles and the duties.
I hope you've helped a lot of people here with some wonderful advice. Ann Ross, be happy. Being happy, the sacred art of letting go and letting God. And thanks so much. It's published by Balboa Press. It's been a real pleasure having you on.
Thank you, Stu. And if anyone wants to reach me, you can reach me at my website at annekross.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
877-657-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio. IMUS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Steve Forbes, chairman of Forbes Magazine and Forbes Media. You can't do any better in the morning than starting with Stu Taylor. He'll give you what you need to get through the day and prosper in the future.
Maybe I should have a segment in the show called Statistics Time. I'll begin it today, and by Monday, I'll forget all about it. So here it is, statistics time, because you won't, again, you will not hear this on most of the networks. And I'm telling you, well, I'll tell you about Fox in a minute. Trump fired 9,000 federal employees in the first 6 months. Can I? It's a round of applause. There are 2.8 million. I mean, I don't know how many of these we don't need, but I'd say get rid of 2.5 million of them. Under Obama, it was up 100,000 in the end. When he talked about job creation, he was talking about jobs in the public sector, you know, and all the perks and bonuses. I have a really dear friend who retired with benefits you can't believe. And one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my life. Still friendly with him. And I used to poke fun at him for years. You're a ward of the state. He worked for the state. He worked in the welfare department. You know, he got a fair salary and he got benefits that you can't. When he left, he retired about 8-10 years ago. I mean, he had like 700 days of back pay coming for days he never took off. And he's got a pension that would blow your mind. He's got no financial pressure for the rest of his life. Now, I'm not necessarily recommending this, and I'm not sure how I segued to this, except other than the federal employee enrollment. But when you work for yourself, you have tremendous, tremendous opportunity, freedom, although it's not quite like it sounds because the responsibilities are tremendous. And when you work for a company and things go bad, you wonder, will this affect me or my job? It should be a given that you have to work hard on your job, although the old buddy system always exists, and I'm not sure that's ever going to change. So here he is. He's living the life of Riley. He doesn't have the fortune of some of the Hollywood people or even the average multi-millionaire. But there are many options in life, and if you feel that you're going down a wrong road, you don't fight the urge to do something different. And as I'm talking here, I'm thinking, you know, this isn't all about money. It's about internal satisfaction, living a life that's a full life. We all can project our feelings as to what makes a great life. And in my own vulnerability here, I have done a lot. I've really done a lot of things. I've been privileged and thrilled to be able to do them. You can go on my website. I could do shows on me every week. I mean, big deal. Who's interested other than my family? And they're not interested anymore. You can go to StuTaylor.com. And my attitude isn't always, you've had an interesting career. And I still have an interesting career. It's just that I'm really focused on what I'm doing right now. I mean, I love my relationship with Money Matters Radio Network. I mean, I would not want to leave here. I have two additional nationally syndicated shows. I am so happy here because I found my little niche. And, but I still, when people say, you know, what about the future? It's not healthy to say there is no future. I've done everything. And that's not what I'm saying when I'm saying this. Always interested in expanding your horizons. As George Foreman said to me during a fight that he was promoting in Atlantic City, Stu, it's never time. This is when he was almost finished. He fought Lou Savarese that night, if you want to check. He said, it's not time to hit the nails into the coffin. And he's a primary example. I mean, he wrote the foreword for my book. And, it's not necessarily endorsement. He is one of the finest individuals I have ever met, and I've met thousands, George Foreman. So do what you want to do. Chase your dreams, but at some point stop chasing foolishness, because it's no good to keep feeding a cancer, if I can use that example. But you've got opportunities out there to continuously do something. I mean, if I got a phone call from someone right now who said, hey, listen, I'd like to give you a speaking engagement. I was going to say at Kent State. I don't know why I picked that one. Anywhere. I mean, you know, I'm thrilled. I'd love to engage in it. And all that's on my website at StuTaylor.com. And, I mean, I've been part of a lot of this. I've had an interesting broadcast career in professional sports, an interesting career as a businessman, as a promotional and marketing guy, taking a couple of well-known personalities and promoting them. I've kept myself busy, but when people say, hey, wow, that's great, I said, it doesn't really mean anything anymore to me. It's when you should be. I said, you know, it's nice to reflect back on memories, but I'd just rather project into the future. I'm breathing, I'm healthy, I'm well, I'm capable of doing everything. Why give up this precious time? There are still mountains to climb. I didn't know I was going to give an inspirational, or at least an attempt to give an inspirational session here in the final segment, but I think we've had enough of North Korea today, haven't we? So I'm encouraging people, based upon a lot of what Ian Ross said, is to make life a game. Be happy. Find ways to improve yourself. And yes, we all of us, I'm not exempt, have to deal with some very, very difficult issues in life. And at the time they happen, you'll say, I'll never get over this. But the people who succeed in life are the people who get up and keep fighting and keep moving on. You know, whether it's your everyday life or whether it's business. Some days are just, hey, you know, they're just lousy days. Go to sleep. You get up. You don't grieve about the day before. You talk about what's ahead today or tomorrow. I hope I provided a little bit of inspiration, because if I can help just anybody, it's a tremendous feeling of gratification for me. So we'll be back on Monday. And Blue Prairie Group is on next Wednesday. Third Wednesday of every month, hard to believe. Wishing you all a terrific weekend. This is Stu Taylor.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,